Today is Thursday, July 1st. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Mandiel. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Trandad Triggers. Home games this week include tonight and Sunday. Find tickets at the gates of Central Park or online at trandadtriggers.com. The weather is expected to be sunny, becoming cloudy, with a 70% chance of rain and a high near 78 today. Tonight, it's expected to be mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, and a low around 54. Now, here's the headlines for the day. The TSD1 Board of Education refused to re-vote on its decision to not extend union contracts that expired June 30th. The contracts were left to expire in the midst of negotiations, leading the Colorado Education Association to file a request for director intervention with the Colorado Department of Labor. It is unclear what the next step will be. The Southern Colorado Livestock Association announced new Kimmy Lewis Scholarship winners. This year, six winners were awarded $500 to help towards college or trade school expenses. Kimmy Lewis was a longtime rancher who served in the Colorado House of Representatives from 2016 to 2019, ending her term before she passed away. Polis signed a trio of tax bills earlier this week. Two of them relate to changes to the state's tax code, while the third bill concerns state property tax rates. Polis also signed a bill into law Monday that prohibits Colorado public schools from having an American Indian mascot. The law requires schools with American Indian mascots to change by June 1, 2022, or face fines of $25,000 a month. That's the news for Thursday, July 1st. Tune back in tomorrow for more news impacting Los Angeles County and Colfax County, New Mexico.